Feel good about it, you know, coming in, you know, as a rookie, I got a lot of stuff I got to prove, and I'm still trying to prove that I can be the number one receiver.
Like, what's some of the other stuff you feel like you have, or within that observation, what are the things that you think you have to prove?
Being consistent, coming to work every day, and showing that I can get the job done.
Corey, what's this first week been like for you, transitioning from the college game to the pro game?
It's a little bit different. You know, you got to take care of your body. Like yesterday on the off day, came in, get rolled out, and got stretched and stuff. College, you know, I wouldn't have to do that. I could go home and sleep all day, but it's a little bit different. But, you know, it's a change, and I like it. You just got to take care of your body a lot better now than you did in college.
Is it what you expected?
Exactly what I expected.
Corey, can you just run through the little flap that you had with Justin Gilbert the other day where you guys kind of got into it a little bit?
We're just competing. Me and Justin Gilbert have been knowing each other for some while. He went to OSU. I played him in college when I was younger. Just, you know, guys get riled up and just competing, but everything's cleared up. We're fine.
Did you ever catch a ball on him when you were both in college?
It was so long ago, I can't even remember. I think I was like a freshman, maybe. I don't remember.
So
I can't tell you.
All in the spirit of a practice.
Right. That's all it was.
It looked like you came back on your way back and had a few words.
Yeah. Just, you know, got emotional, just, you know, loving the game, passionate about the game, just some excitement.
How different are the quarterbacks when you're looking at Josh McCown and RG3? How different are they as you get in the huddle and then execute a play?
They know a lot. They're really, really smart. People think quarterbacks got it easy. It's the hardest job on offense. You got to make sure all the checks are right. You got to make sure your receivers know what to do, the old lineman, the running back. They got a lot of responsibility, and I got a lot of respect for those guys. I think he's going to do, you know, fantastic. RG3 is a hard worker. He works really hard. He studies. He's a perfectionist. He always wants to, you know, be perfect, and he takes pride in his game and coming into practice and making sure you're on point. So you have a guy like that as a quarterback. I feel like the sky's the limit for RG3, and I'm just glad he got another chance.
Just with his athletic skill set, no, he's different that way from most quarterbacks. How does that play out on the field? RG3's skill set, as you see it, when you're on the field as a receiver?
It's fantastic because that's one play, you know, it looks like he's about to get sacked. He scrambles away, and the receiver works back down, and it looks like he's about to take off. He's so fast as a quarterback, and he just drills his head up. Usually you get quarterbacks just fast, looking down, trying to get, but his game changed so much. He's looking upfield. He's making the right reads and the right throws.
What are your impressions of the depth you guys have at this position now, whether it be the rookies, you know, Josh, Terrell, PD group?
We got a lot of good guys and guys who compete their butt off, and a lot of guys who want to learn and want to change this organization around.
Corey, when you make plays, like the play that you made the last couple days, scoring on that, you know, the one that you caught it and juked, and you're kind of impressing the coaches with that. What goes through your mind when some things like that happen?
Really that I got to keep it up and keep on going. And like I said earlier, you got to stay consistent and show them each and every day that I can be the guy. I just think that I got to compete, and I can only control what I can control. I believe the coach is going to put the guys he needs to, you know, to be successful on the field.
What about an all-Baylor Bear offense? You, Josh,
like I said, they're going to put the best people on the field. If it's all the Baylor Bears, it's going to be all the Baylor Bears, and I'll be excited either way.
Do you feel like where do you think you are in terms of expectations? Like, you know, coming in, do you think you've exceeded them? Do you think you're around where you thought they'd be?
I have no idea. I have high expectations for myself, so I think my expectations for myself are higher than probably the coaches.
And you think you lived up to your own expectations, or?
I'm still working. I answer that in a couple months.
In terms of the speed of this receiving corps, you know, there obviously is some. When you've looked around the NFL, I'm sure you know a lot of receivers. Who comes to mind when you think of in the NFL as a really fast receiver?
It's a lot of them. Odell Beckham, definitely one. Antonio Brown. It's a lot of guys I can throw out there.
But that question goes into just how fast is this group that you guys have out here?
I think we're really fast, and, you know, the guys we drafted and the guys we got in the room, I haven't, you know, been around a lot of other NFL teams, so I don't know how we stack up, but what I've seen so far, I think that we're fast. We got some guys that can roll.
Do you guys tend to race each other in your own way, whether it's, you know, certain drills? We're trying to get there before the other fast guy?
No, I don't think we try to race. I think we try to do our job and get it done. That's a hard thing to answer because I haven't played an NFL game. But, you know, Odell is a great receiver, and he's done some unbelievable things in the NFL.